It's Will Klinger, and as seen on TV on WTTW Channel 11, you remember Wild Chicago? Well, there's a special coming on this weekend about America's most unusual festivals, Wild Travels. Good morning, Will.
Is this Bob Surratt, for God's sake?
Let me check. We think so. How you doing?
It's been a while since you and I were knocking around the halls of WTTW, but... God, when was that? Was that the 90s we were there?
I know. I can't remember where I worked anymore. Let's talk about what you've got going here. Now, with the pandemic going on, are people still doing these crazy festivals?
You know, these were all shot pre-COVID. These were, you know, the show Wild Travels, which has been on two seasons on PBS. We had two seasons at Cannes, and we... Among those seasons, we'd shot a number of these festivals, and we'd also shot a good deal of our third season, which is yet to air, and some of these are going to be in that season as well. But we had a little bit of a hiatus because of COVID, and then before that, Harvey was working on the Eastland dock, and I was playing a small but memorable role in the fourth season of Fargo, and we had to take a long break, so we figured we better get something up in the air. Let's put this special together, and I'm pretty pleased with it. We're all Harvey Moshman, the executive producer, and I, and Dave Seaman, the cameraman. We went all over the country to these various festivals, and there's some doozies in there.
Will Klinger, you're a perfect guest because you always bring a clip with you, and this is from Whiting, Indiana, the Pierogi Fest. Here's a little bit of something from America's Most Unusual Festivals.
If you're of Eastern European heritage or just wish you were, Pierogi Fest in Whiting, Indiana is like Christmas in July.
Where the heck is Mr. Pierogi?
Where is Mr. Pierogi?
You're the patron saint at Pierogi Fest. There's a lot of responsibility that goes with that title. Heavy is the head that wears that hat.
Yes, heavy is the head.
How many pierogies have you put away in one sitting? Can you tell me that?
I believe the limit was 18. However, I don't like to talk about it a whole lot because it's like eating my young and it's awkward.
Well, did you sample a few when you were there? Oops, wait a minute. I got to press this button again. Sorry, Will. How much did you eat when you were there in Indiana?
I put a, you know, not only did they have pierogies, they had pizza rogies, they had taco rogies, they had every kind of rogi you could possibly put in your mouth, and I had several. That's a great festival. Have you ever been out at that festival? That's a lot of fun, actually.
I've had pierogies, but I haven't been to that festival, nor have I been to the Cheese Fest in Monroe, Wisconsin. What was that like?
That's a whole weekend of just cheese aplenty. And, you know, I think they have a parade of cows, which is led by cows. The only parade in the country that's led by the cows. And, of course, it's followed up by the parade of, you know, cow patty pickers-uppers. You know, they have to walk behind the parade to sort of clean up after these damn cows. But Cheese Fest is a must. Of course, to go a little farther west, don't forget Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Yeah, what is that? I hate to, I'm afraid to ask. It's in Colorado, you say. Netherland, did you say?
Netherland, Colorado, small town in Colorado. A fellow named Brito, whose family he died in Norway, and they'd flown him. They believed in the cryogenics thing. They'd flown him to California to be frozen, and then they couldn't afford to keep him in the cryogenics lab in California, so they brought him to their hometown of Netherland and put him under a few tons of dry ice in a tough shed to keep him frozen. And, you know, 16 years later, the town finds out about it. And instead of throwing a fit, they decided to throw a parade, basically have a huge party celebrating this Frozen Dead Guy Day, and they've been having it for, God, it must be 18 years now.
What is Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc, Wisconsin?
apparently back in the 50s, a piece of Sputnik, the Russian,
the satellite.
Satellite fell to the earth and landed in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. And they have the specific place marked where it landed on a street in Manitowoc. And they also have the piece of sitting in a library under a glass case. And every year they have Sputnik Fest. And one of the highlights is Miss Space Trash or something like that, where it's a costume party. But that's you pretty much hit on all of our Midwestern festivals, and they're good ones.
This special sounds like Wild Chicago on steroids.
Well, that's kind of what Wild Travels is. When Wild Travels started, it basically kept the Wild Chicago style, but going all over this country like a bad rash, basically. And we've been pretty much from Florida to California, going to the bizarre, unusual, offbeat places, and all these festivals qualify, for God's sake. There's one other Midwestern thing you haven't hit on. Does Minnesota count as the Midwest?
I think
it does,
so.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, in Wayland, tiny Wayland, Minnesota, features the Standstill Parade, and the reason they do this is the town is so small, only about two blocks long, that instead of having a parade that marches, they pretty much, the parade stands still and the people walk by it. They had to do it because the town was too small, Bob. You got to do what you got to do,
Right. Wild Travels, America's Most Unusual Festivals on WTTW. Let's see, it's Friday and Saturday night, right, Will?
It's Friday night at 9 p.m. on our old employer, WTTW, Channel 11. And Saturday night, same place, at 11 p.m. And it's going to be all over the country at PBS. Check your local listings. But, we're pretty pleased with this show. And the third season of Wild Travels will be coming back in mid-2021, so keep that in mind.
And do me a favor, next time you're at the Channel 11 studios there, Will, when I left Chicago tonight on the Friday night show, the staff was very kind, and they presented me with the sign from the Addison Street L platform outside of Wrigley Field. And I had it in the studio, and somehow it disappeared. I never got it. Could you look into that for me?
I'll track it down for you, Bob. Yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned you were on Fargo. I hear that series was great. Of course, the movie was wonderful, but everybody thought the series was great. I didn't see it. What part did you play? And is that still in production?
It's not. It's the fourth season is in the can. It's actually aired on FX and also on Hulu. And I'm only in the fourth season playing Mr. Snowman, and that's all I can tell you.
It's a recurring role,
and a very small one, but a memorable one. It might give you nightmares to see me on this show.
I'll check it out. Will Klinger, WTTW's America's Most Unusual Festivals. It's Wild Travels. We'll check it out. Sounds like a lot of fun, and I love the way you described it. What did you say, like a bad rash? All over the country?
Yeah, that's the way we've covered it. Yeah, pretty much.
The WTTW Press Department will love that description, I'm sure. Good talking to you, Will. Have a good holiday season.
You too, Bob. Bye-bye.